Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. Firstly, I'd like to say to everybody, Happy New Year. Okay, so today's news report is Hong Kong's path of trilingualism really feasible? Kelly Yang says more can be done to help Hong Kong children improve their English if we accept costs to their Cantonese proficiency. The rise of mainland China's English proficiency and decline of Hong Kong's should come as no surprise. It's a matter of simple maths. 2 is fewer than 3. Children on the mainland have 2 languages to master, Putonghua and English, while most Hong Kong kids have to know 3 different tongues, Putonghua, Cantonese, and English. Stroll through any local school, and what do you hear? Cantonese. As Hong Kong people, we are fiercely proud of our vibrant dialect and do not want to give it up. Many say Cantonese is our last hope of keeping our city unique. Without it, we are at greater risk of becoming just another Chinese city. Thus, for important cultural and deeply emotional reasons, our city clings to trilingualism. But this comes at a cost. It's rare to meet someone who can speak 3 languages perfectly. What's much more common is for a person to have 1 dominant language and 2 secondary ones. For most local school children, the dominant language is Cantonese. That's because it's the lingua franca of the environment for most, whether it's in the playground, at home, or on the streets. Mainland Chinese children, on the other hand, have Putonghua as their dominant language, and with the rest of their time and energy, they focus on learning English. As the number of after-school English learning centers rises, along with household spending on education, it should come as little surprise that their English proficiency has overtaken that of Hong Kong students. If Hong Kong's top priority is to get children to be able to speak both Cantonese and Putonghua, then there's no problem. Nearly all our children can speak both dialects of Chinese, whereas most mainland children can speak only one. Hong Kong children can speak perfect Cantonese, and their Putonghua is improving year after year. However, if the priority is English, then we have a problem. We need to rethink the main language of instruction in local schools, and, more importantly, how local schools teach English. The only way to beef up English is to have more English. English medium instruction should be used for all subjects aside from Chinese. Currently, only select local schools, many of them direct subsidy scheme schools, do so. The rest still teach mostly in Cantonese. More importantly, the way local schools teach English needs to change. Right now, students as young as 6 spend hours cramming for exams and then routinely disregard their new vocabulary as soon as the exam is over. The emphasis needs to shift to discussion and project-based learning. If these 2 things happen, expatriates' families will start to send their children to local schools rather than put up with the exorbitant international school fees. This, in turn, will cause the language environment in the playgrounds of local schools to switch from Cantonese to English, thereby changing the dominant language. Okay, so Benny Lung from 4D, a rather fluent Cantonese speaker, is going to give you his opinion of this article.
Hello, I'm Benny Lung. Sometime last week, I encountered an old lady. From her appearance and a look of confusion, I knew she was a mainland tourist who had got lost. Grasping my hand with a look of expectation, she asked me how to get to a hotel. I felt shy about my rusty Putonghua after helping her out. Is learning Cantonese and Putonghua really helpful? For me, it's useless. Cantonese is a unique character of Hong Kong. However, this reason is not strong enough to cover the advantage of learning Putonghua. Last time I went traveling, I could see simplified Chinese character on signs in Japan. Even the salespeople spoke clear Putonghua to us. There is a saying in Chinese, it's impossible to obtain fish and bare hands at the same time. English is already hard enough, and we're trying to learn three languages at once, so decline of proficiency in one language is inevitable. We have to accept the reality. We are a part of China. Hong Kong should be treated the same as other provinces in China, not having the privilege of using Cantonese. If we continue walking on water, nothing can be achieved. I really believe we should focus only on one Chinese dialect and English. Thank you.
Thank you, Benny. That was very, very interesting. Now, students, if you turn over the page, there is the vocabulary box and the exercises that you can do. I hope you do them. Now I'm going to ask Benny to repeat after me so that we can work out the pronunciation of these words. The first word is trilingualism.
Trilingualism.
Okay. Underneath that we have dialect.
Dialect.
Good. Beef up.
Beef up.
Feasible.
Feasible.
Cling to.
Cling to.
Disregard.
Disregard.
Stroll.
Stroll.
Lingua franca.
Lingua franca.
Exorbitant.
Exorbitant.
Vibrant.
Vibrant.
And lastly, priority.
Priority.
Okay, thank you very much. You'll hear from me next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.